big week coming up. Of course, the first week of the women's football, the AFLW competition gets underway. And Shola Curtis joins us, our SEN AFLW expert. Hello, Shola. How are you going?
I'm terrific. Thank you very much.
You're in some unusual place. You're not with us in Australia. You're overseas at the moment.
Yeah, correct. I'm actually halfway through an Indian dinner in just Victoria, actually, which is just outside of Vancouver.
Oh, beautiful. Well, we'll let you get back to your puppet arms in a tick. wanted to have a look at the season. We got the first game coming up on Friday night, Carlton and Collingwood at Icon Park. Great way to start the season off, and obviously much excitement about what this season might bring.
Yeah, absolutely. Iconic two clubs. It was a great fit that they put Carlton Collingwood as the opener. And look, both teams are, I think, it's going to be an interesting setup. Wayne Seekman, the head coach there at Collingwood, he's been mentoring Damien Keeping, the head coach there at Carlton, through the Victorian Under-18 Vic Metro program. So it's kind of like, you know, the master and the apprentice a little bit against each other. But the two teams, you know, have great strengths across the board. I think both clubs will have enough to be able to cover each other's strengths and also, you know, try and hold up their own weaknesses. I'm not going to be able to pick the two teams, to be honest. They're very evenly matched.
It's going to be very difficult to get any sort of form line at the start. I mean, we've seen a couple of practice matches. The Bulldogs, I think, played Collingwood earlier this week, and Melbourne might have played Carlton, I think, last weekend. So a form guide's going to be almost impossible until the season sort of gets into probably 2 or 3 weeks or two or three games in.
Yeah, correct. And I think it's going to take some time for everyone to find their groove. You know, when you start playing with a new group of players, you might train with each other for 8, 10, 12 weeks, but, you know, it's actually when you start getting games under your belt, and it's actually how you gel together as a group is really telling. And, you know, the different groups of players and the dynamics across all 8 teams, you know, there are some teams that probably have a little bit more experience in bringing people together very quickly, and other teams that are less experienced. And I'd probably have my money on the teams that have got a bit more experience across the board to be more consistent and therefore more predictable and get better results, I think.
Shola, if you had to, say you're just about to walk back into that restaurant you're at and sell the people in there what women's football is about and what is the good things, the positive things and the things to watch out for as the season unfolds?
Look, all of the players in the competition are old enough to remember a time when this is something that we could never do and that when football wasn't available to us. So the women that are playing, the young ones right from, you know, from Erin McKinnon, the youngest kid in the competition, through to the elder stateswomen, we all understand what it feels like to not have access to the great game. And so, as a result, when we play with passion. We're not doing it because mum and dad are expecting us to. It's not something you just do because that's what you do. It's something that you make an active choice to do. And as a result, the passion that you see from the girls when they're out there on the field, how they celebrate their goals, they work for each other, the emotions that you see when they don't get the results they're after, the tears, you know, they put their heart and soul into it because it is for them. That's something that they're so passionate about, but they also recognise that they're doing something that's never been done before, that they're extremely privileged and lucky, that their time and place in history has afforded them this. And you're going to see them really give everything when they're out there, not just on the field, but, you know, as you've seen across the whole summer as they've been promoting this competition, my Twitter feed, my Instagram feed, my Facebook feed is full of women in AFL clubs, and it's just terrific because they are relishing and revelling in the experiences and the opportunity they've got because they recognise the privilege that they've got right now.
And what do you say to the, you know, the naysayers who would say, oh, you know, it's not going to be as physical, oh, it's not going to be as skillful, oh, it's not going to be this or it's not going to be that. What do you say to them?
Look, I've been in the game about 20 years now, and I've never seen a person go to a game of women's football and not walk away a changed person. You know, it is a physical game. It is a fast, exciting game. They're fit, they're skillful, they're athletic, they're passionate. And you know, don't rock up to expect to see the same thing that you'll see in men's football because it's just like women's tennis. It's a different type of the game. But you know, I've never seen anyone go to a game of football and walk away unchanged because it will impact the people that watch that game so significantly that they'll forever become a fan.
At this time of the year, Shola, everyone's picking their final, you know, eights and everything for all sorts of competitions. Have you whittled it down to a final four or five in this competition?
Look, I think it's really tough. I think Carlton have got a really lovely spread across the board. They don't have too many. I actually can't find a gap in what Carlton's got. They've got forwards, backs, talls, smalls, insides, outsides. The Dogs have gone for a brilliant running midfield style team, as Paul Groves likes to coach. So they're going to be very tough across the spread and certainly on the inside footy. But then I look at Collingwood and look, their forwards are sublime, as are their backs. They're a little bit light on with their inside mids. But even the other day when they played on Australia Day, they showed that their physicality, their hardness is going to be a real feature of their game. So I'm kind of betting on those three to be in the grand final come, I think it's March 25.
We look forward to you joining us here at SEN with your thoughts on the season as it unfolds. Thanks very much for your time. Thanks for taking time out from your Indian dinner to join us.
No worries at all. Great to speak to you, Kevin.
Shiloh Curtis joining us there, our SEN AFLW expert.